This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Lynn and Ezra on the evening edition. Keith Cum joins us as we take a look at stocks and markets. And this one, Keith, markets in Asia look like they've taken a tumble. It wouldn't have anything to do with the US-China trade war, would it?
Well, sort of yes and sort of no. But the falls were led by tech stocks. We're talking about China's Lenovo and ZTE Corp. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they say that. They sell their products, PCs, servers, mobile phones, right. Comms equipment to the US. Also affected were other firms that supply to US tech companies, and this is all because of a Bloomberg report which claims Beijing has been using microchips inserted into computing components meant for American tech companies, and these were used to spy on the US.
We can't stop talking about spying today.
Yeah,
all day, every day.
Mm. Anyway, this report, you should check it out. It comes with lovely graphics and all. You know, if you're a nerd, that's the one you should go for. It claims data equipment of Amazon and Apple were hacked by China with using super small chips. You know, this of course, these allegations were denied by Amazon and Apple. It was this whole. Inserting super small chips started in 2015, and they were used to apparently gather intellectual property and trade secrets from US companies, and may have been introduced by a Chinese server company called Supermicro, good name, that assembled machines used in these centers.
I mean, they're not even trying to hide it.
No, it's so obvious, it's out there.
But it also feels like it could make sense. Do you know what I mean? It's not out of the realm of possibility that you know, these companies would do that to one another.
Anyway, totally unrelated though. Did you know HTC, the Taiwanese company that makes mobile phones? It actually stands for high tech company.
Oh, I love that. Thank you for sharing that. That makes me so happy.
Anyway, the result of all these allegations caused Apple shares to fall 2% overnight. Amazon shares also fell 2% overnight. But the longer implication to this can be quite far-reaching because Amazon is actually bidding for the Pentagon has has $10 billion worth, a contract worth $10 billion for cloud computing. And it's something that Amazon's cloud computing segment would actually go for. So whether or not this would affect it, you know, time will tell. Anyway, the past few years, suspicion has also fallen on Huawei and ZTE, resulting in difficulty in these firms selling their smartphones in the US. So this China-US thing, I think it's going to stick around for a while.
And I want to continue talking about that. But before that, I need to pick both your brains because it's in my head now and I can't get it out.
Sure.
Is Super Micro a play on Super Mario? Do you think?
And how Super Mario, after having a mushroom, just goes smaller and bigger?
Exactly. Okay, fine. No pickup here. Let us know. That number to call, 7733-2900. Please weigh in.
Right.
Anyway, what was the spillover like of, you know, that whole situation in Asia today?
So, Amazon and Apple fell in the US. China's financial markets, thankfully, are closed this entire week. They're having their week-long Labor Day holiday session. So ZTE Corp trade, which is traded in Hong Kong, it fell 11%. Lenovo fell about 16%, as much as 23% earlier in the day. Apple suppliers shares also fell. We're talking about Japan's TDK, South Korea's LG display. So, you know, it's pretty wide-reaching today.
Right, and taking a look at stocks, Aeon Metal chalked up a significant gain today after about a month of declines. What happened there?
It closed 53.5 cents today, meaning it's actually back at the same level from the end of August. Aeon Metal, it won a contract with Felda Palm Industries to build palm fiber oil extraction plants. But what this means is that, you know, similar projects could come online, and of course it would mean better recurring income for the company.
All right, well, thanks to Keith Cum for that market wrap. Folks, stay tuned to the evening edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.